Chapter 3. I Love You. What's that voice? Who's he in love with? Is it she? Another of her dream demons who regularly rapes her? Mother, she asks, wanting me to answer, but not expecting me to, which I rarely do, as my task is to watch her and not intervene in the land of suffering. Why does she want to go out to see what or who it is? She pulls on her jeans, lying on the cot, and pulls on her turtleneck, woolen jacket, and red watch cap. She shoves her feet into the hiking boots on the front porch. She thinks about the threat of war and the ogre Putin, the man she envisions as La Puta, Spanish for whore. He's a whore to his own people, risking their lives again to gain political control over his rivals. Is this his computer voice saying, I love you? A call to war from the Russians on Norway's 125-kilometre border. She can see this border, just across the woods from her hidden cabin. It can all be a trick, and she might be gunned down, strafed as a Norse slut herself, because she works for the police in their perverted districts of male and female prostitutes. The Russian hackers try to take over the Norwegian banks, government, and businesses every 4 seconds. She has no weapon. The politia she works with don't have weapons available either. They're kept locked up inside the squad cars, only accessible when the lieutenants give the orders from headquarters. There's constant danger on these city streets. But now she's in her own safe house. She often dreams she's a serial killer and that she takes her demons inside to kill them through meditation and prayer to her Norse gods and spirits of Viking warriors. The berserkers, who take apart their enemies with their bare hands, tearing open body cavities and eating hearts to shame them. She believes she has this same power inside, so she walks out into the forest to follow the voice of I love you. The odour of the birch, spruce, Scots pine and alder fills her being as she strides into the woods in her snow gear. The streaked sunlight above the forest canopy looks like the northern lights have been dimmed by Odin, converting the primeval woodlands into a bedroom and playland for wood sprites, nymphs and ogres. She listens for the voice.
Jeg elsker deg.
This time, it's a child's voice, not a man's speech. Is this another ruse by the Russians? Are they using their psychological warfare on her? Do they believe she'll become a coward like the former Ukrainian president was in Crimea? Her king, in World War II, stood up to the Nazis, risking his own family's life to protect all of Norway. This is what made the Russian invaders friendly toward Norway. Has their compatibility, their shopping at Norway's businesses, their Russian citizens who live inside Norway, has all this comradery been forsaken forever in the heat of this new aggression by Vladimir Putin? As the frosted snow crunches under her boots and she shivers, she feels her nipples harden in the freezing weather. After hiking for half an hour, she spots her quarry. Ahead, she sees the source of the changing voice, a small girl in the clearing, encircled by 6 birches, which are grey guards hiding this tiny pale maid from hell. Across the distance of about 50 meters, she hears her cry once more.
Jeg elsker deg.
Yes, it's the same voice, the girl she interviewed that morning without coffee, without her morning meditation. She takes the binoculars out of her jacket pocket and looks. The demonic reality of this child has captured her poetic mind, as if deadly nightshade has been laced into her hot chocolate, which one of the officers brings to her out of pity. How has this girl escaped from jail? Is she a spirit? No. Lily can see the flesh of her arms. Her entire slender body is bundled inside a red snowsuit. It's opaque crimson against the white birch's tree bark. Her long black hair blows restlessly in the wind. My daughter inhales, and she swears she can smell the talc on the child's 9-year-old body from where she stands next to the tall alder tree. If the girl has escaped, then this is her unique chance to put an end to a future serial killer, do society a favour. Lily knows that's what she will most likely become, a killer, and that no amount of counselling or therapy will rescue her from the hand of Satan.